sky, feel what's on the wind. Find the perfect water and hope the day won't end. Tune into the outside from the inside once again. Listen to the thunder and watch an eagle soar. We call it living inside the great outdoors. Hello, outdoor world. This is Joe Castaway-Coolis. You're listening to Inside the Great Outdoors.
And this is Dr. Norm. My clients used to call me Dr. T. We're sitting here on kind of a gloomy morning, and it's kind of nippy outside, but it's supposed to get better today. Sitting across from me is...
Mr. Wonderful.
Yeah. Oh, Joe. It's Carl Big Daddy Bechtel. I'm here. I'm
Mr. Crappy.
With my bright, shiny face, sending a big wave to everyone. Way up high. Very, very positive and
good.
There you go.
That's good.
Just for Joe.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Nice that it gets light earlier in the mornings now, and the weather 80 one day and 40 the next day, and rain.
It's
and
springtime.
Yeah, yep.
That's what happened.
Well, they did say that
Northern Ohio,
March and April were above normal temperatures.
We're probably so we two got, to 3 weeks ahead of time.
Yeah. Boy, my rhubarb is ready to pick. That's how big it got already. That chicken manure has a lot to do with it. So, but yeah, it's spring is a neat time of year. I think because you're coming off of something so, oh boy, we had it. We had the cold, did we ever? And so when it starts to change, it's like, ooh, good, look what's up ahead. And the smells and the sights are, you know, really, 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 really neat. So, but let's go to the phone lines. We got a caller already. Good morning, Tom.
Unbelievable. What a jam-packed show opening. We've had medical moments. I'm surprised they didn't find any ticks at the doc's office on you, because Doc just nailed the tick talk a while back. However, listening to the banter on hold, which is good because you can prep up and think a little after coffee, I have a revelation of a micro nature.
Okay.
I was a rubbish man.
Yep. Oh.
Honest to God.
Really?
Yeah, early on. Yes, one of
okay,
my,
what and, was that? How tough was that?
It was crazy. Number one, all weather. Number two, a schedule, which these folks counted on you being there.
Oh.
And it didn't matter that you were up to your eyeballs in snow and ice and whatever.
Oh.
Let's see.
Hello.
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 Hello. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Welcome back. Listening to Inside the Great Outdoors. So we know all about smallmouth basses.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
They are fun to catch.
Oh, yes. The island was nice. Mm-hmm. You could troll around the islands.
He was always, yeah, he's known for that.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, Joe, our quasi-servitude here is almost over, you know?
Is that what you call it?
Yeah.
Servitude?
Well, Joe.
More like servitree.
I got some farming wisdom for you.
Okay.
Actually, it's a farming humor.
Oh.
Did you hear about the scarecrow? He won an award. Do you know why?
I can't imagine.
Because he was number one in his field. He was outstanding in his field.
See, he blew it, number one in the field.
I'm trying to make you so you could understand it.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh.
What does a cow play on his piano?
I give up.
Music.
Music. Oh, Joe, what have you started?
I am so sorry.
Oh, my God.
I will be repenting all day.
Okay, you do that. Talk to you next week.
Yes.
Okay. Music.
See ya.
That's right.
Oh, my God. All right, on that note.
Take care. All right, bye.
Very nice.
Bye. Okay. Yeah. All right, we'll get out there and make some memories. Say it every week, but it's true. The memories you make today could be the most likely. Look, listen, last week, Carl talked about that loon right by his foot. I've never even been that close to a loon, other than these two loony guys, but that's different. So get out there, make a phone call to somebody you haven't talked to in a while. Win-win. They'll be happy to hear your voice. See somebody in the store, especially the people that are doing the checkouts. All they get is grief from people. Just tell them something nice. Their hair looks nice. They have a nice smile. Something. Brighten their day up a little bit. They'll appreciate it because they got a rough life. So make it easier for them. And a day without a smile is a day wasted. Older we get, the less chance and time we have to be wasting any days. And as my mother would always tell me, now, Joey, just listen. Don't take anyone in nickels.
You've been listening to Inside the Great Outdoors with Joe Koulis, Joe Keough, and Dr. Norm.